You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
Today we will, I will share with you a very important message.
我最近都只能够挑几个主耶稣重要的讲论，要结束了我这个跟随耶稣的脚中行的这个主题。
Recently, I can only pick some very important teachings of Jesus to conclude the series Follow Jesus in His Steps.
你们可以看见我已经讲了26讲了，下个礼拜还会再讲一讲，就27讲，我必须要结束了啊。
As you can see, I have already spoken 26 of the messages for this series, and next week will be the last one.
其实这几个耶稣的讲论，我都可以讲好几个礼拜，因为它太重要了。
Actually, all these teachings I can spend weeks on them because they're so important.
那今天的这一段是约翰福音13章到17章。
And today we will cover John from chapter 13 to 17.
我相信任何一个传道人要认真讲，至少可以讲半年的，因为里面的每一节经文都可以成为一篇信息。
I'm sure any preacher can spend half year on these chapters because every verse can be a message.
我们也知道 Campbell Morgan 写了一本书，叫做《圣经中的大章》 The Great Chapters of the Bible.
And then there's a book called Great Chapters of the Bible by Campbell Morgan.
他从旧约到新约里面挑了几章最重要的圣经出来, 这个分享里面的信息。
And he picked some very important chapters from the Bible and then gave a message.
那就算我们没有那个能力写这本书，我也决定相信弟兄姊妹会承认约翰福音13章到17章真是圣经中的大章。
Even though we're not able to write such a book, but all of us would admit that these are the great chapters in the Bible.
所以当我在这里写这个题目的时候，我想到底应该写临别的讲论呢？我觉得这个不是讲论哈。<laughs> So
as I was trying to decide the theme, the title, maybe parting discourse, but this is not really a discourse.
还是临别的证言呢？我又觉得这个证言好像写得太生疏了。
Or it says the farewell words, but then it's kind of, it sounds a little bit distant.
所以我决定用临别的劝慰，里面有很多的劝勉，有很多的安慰，很多的鼓励，很多的体谅。
And then so I decided on this parting encouragements because there are a lot of encouragements and comforts.
它充满了爱，充满了应许，充满了祝福。
It's full of love, full of promises, and full of blessings.
我不赞成别人把这一卷当作耶稣的遗嘱，因为这并不是一个悲观的离别。
Because I do not agree with some people saying these are the last words of Jesus because this is not a pessimistic parting.
而且一般人的遗嘱都是一般讲事情，我的财产多少给谁，我死了以后要干什么，都是讲事情。Because
most people's wills are like delegations of their properties, like how I'm going to divide up my personal wealth.
可是如果大家仔细去读这几章的话，你发现里面每一句话充满了生命，充满了爱，充满了荣耀的盼望。But
then if you pay attention, you will find these chapters, John 13 to 17, is full of hope and promises and glory.
但是另外一面来说，这的确是耶稣在地上最后一次很完整的一篇的信息。
But yet, on the other hand, it is true that this is Jesus' last complete lecture or discourse.
我想，如果我们作文老师叫我们写一篇，这个人生，讲遗言好了，就是你人生最后的一段话，你想要写什么？我相信我们都会很认真去写它。
I'm sure if we are, all of us are asked to write your will, your last words of in your life, then we will all take it very seriously.
我相信所有的传道人都会很希望知道哪一次是他人生中最后一次讲信息。
I'm sure all the preachers would like to know which one would be his last lecture.
我绝对很希望知道哪一次是我人生中最后一次的信息，我一定要把我最终的话要讲出来。As
for me, I definitely want to know when will be my last sermon, and I want to say all the things I want to say in my life.
你看保罗常常写信写到后面，我还有末了的话，他还是有一些负担要继续讲。Just
like when Paul was writing his epistles, he often says, "Oh, I still have words unspoken."
所以当我们要来看这段圣经的时候，As
we look at this passage,
这个完整的是从13章到17章。
So the complete discourse is from chapter 13 to 17.
但是13章是开始于耶稣为门徒洗脚这件事情。
Chapter 13 starts with Jesus washing disciples' feet.
而17章就是这一段的谈话结束在耶稣为门徒们的祷告。
And the conversation ends on chapter 17.Jesus' intercession for the disciples.
所以真正重要的信息是在14章到16章这三章的里面。
So the most important messages are in chapter 14 to 17, three chapters.
我们希望在主的面前，我们一起很快这么短的时间来看其中最重要的点啊。
So we will just look at some most important points in this.
所有的年轻人包括圣经不熟的弟兄姊妹我希望说我们借着这短短的几十分钟我们至少对耶稣最重要的一段教导我们能够有一个很清楚的掌握
So this is our hope that everyone including young people and new believers will get a grasp of the main points of Jesus' last discourse
而整个讲论的背景的前提或是开始是用耶稣居然为门徒们洗脚
So the entire background starts with Jesus washing disciples' feet
我还是希望弟兄姊妹如果有带圣经我们都能够翻到圣经因为有些的经文我们必须很快的看
Can we all turn to our Bible?
13章
John chapter 13.
开始的时候耶稣说圣经上说他既然他知道自己离世归父的时候到了
So starting with verse 1 chapter 13 Now before the feast of the Passover when Jesus knew that his hour had come that he should depart from this world unto the Father
然后说他既然爱世间属自己的人就爱他们到底
Having loved his own who were in the world he loved them to the end
而且接下来他说耶稣知道父已经把整个万有都赐给了他
And Jesus knew that the Father has given all to him
知道自己是从父来而且要往父那里去了
He knew that he came from the Father and he's going back to the Father
所以他就离席起来为门徒们洗脚
Therefore he got up and then washed disciples' feet
所以请大家注意哈耶稣起来洗脚两个重要的原因
So please pay attention there are two reasons two Very important reasons why he washed disciples' feet.
第一个，他爱他们爱到底。
First, he loved them. He loved them to the end.
这个爱爱到让他在他们的面前都能够降卑下来。
This love was so great that he was able to humble himself before them.
这个爱爱到一个地步，他能够在门徒们身上去做连奴隶都不肯做的事情，就是帮人洗脚。
This love was so great that he was able to do something even slaves would not do, is to wash their feet.
但是弟兄姊妹，这是所有人能够洗脚最多只有停在这里了。
So most people, even if they could wash feet, they would stop here.
但是耶稣为门徒们洗脚，还有第二个重要的原因。
But then there's another very important reason why Jesus would wash their feet.
他说他知道父已经把万有都赐给他。
He says he knows that the Father has given all to him.
而且知道他是从天而来，他现在要上天去了。
And he knew that he was coming from heaven and he was going back to heaven.
所以他就起来为门徒们洗脚。
Therefore he got up and washed disciples' feet.
所以耶稣洗脚的第二个重要的原因就是。叫门徒们能够有份于他属天的生命和能力。
So the second reason that he wants to wash disciples' feet so that the disciples can partake of his heavenly life and power.
这个生命是从天而来，现在要回天去了。
This life comes from heaven and now it's going back to heaven.
而这个生命这么得胜，父把万有都交给他，他是超乎万民之上的一个得胜。
And this life is so victorious that the Father has given all to him and he has overcome all.
所以他为门徒们洗脚。
Therefore he washed disciples'
feet. 所以彼得本来说他不配，叫主不要洗。
And Peter was saying that, oh, I'm not worth, I'm not worthy, and asked the Lord.
主说如果我不洗的话，就跟你就跟我无份。
But then he says, if I do not wash your feet, then you have no part of me.
所以你要知道，耶稣的洗脚不光只是外面的一个服饰，更是一个属灵的交通。
So not only Jesus washing feet is a service outwardly, but it's also a spiritual fellowship.
他用属天的生命和能力来跟门徒们交通。
So with the spiritual life and power, he communicated. He had a communion with the disciples.
非常卑微的事情来为他们洗脚。
Through this very humble service,
我想我们暑假参加特会的时候，都知道 Brother Ernest 也说他一直很盼望为他的犹大洗脚。Brother Ernest 说他很喜欢替犹大洗脚，他要用烧的滚滚的烫水来为他洗。
During the summer conference, remember Brother Ernest used this. Brother Ernest was saying that he wished he had a chance to wash Judas' feet. He would use a boiling water to wash his feet.
啊，就是为了那些伤害他、出卖他、这个欺负他的人，他说：“我真的巴不得替他们洗脚，我一定烧滚水替他洗脚。”
He was saying that for those who had taken advantage of him and hurt him, he wished that he had a chance to wash their feet with boiling water.
但是耶稣洗脚是因为爱我们，爱我们到底啊。
But yet, the Lord Jesus washed their feet because he loved them to the end.
不管我们多卑微。
No matter how humble and lowly we are,
甚至不管我们多卑贱
or how lowly we are,
这个爱都比我们更低，能够来服侍我们。
But yet this love can make him get lower than us, so that
we
can wash our feet. He loves us to the end.
而且这个交通，这个洗脚，让我们有份于他，有份于他什么呢？
So this communion and fellowship enable us to be part of him.Part of what?
有份于他属天的生命和能力啊。
To be part of his heavenly life and power.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们要感谢主，每次想到他，我们就应该谢谢他。
Brothers and sisters, every time we think of this, we ought to thank.
常常接受耶稣为我们的服事，除去我们所有的疲倦和世界的沾染。
We often let the Lord Jesus to minister and serve us so that we can be cleansed from all the defilement from the world.
常常被他洗脚，能够来体恤，来能够享受他呢体恤的爱，不肯放我们的爱。
We let him wash our feet often so that we get to experience and feel the love that he has for us that never let us go.
然后底下开始了他一连串，他最后的劝勉和安慰。
He started his last.Words of comfort and encouragement.
所以十四章一开始他就说：“你们心里不要忧愁。”
So starting from verse 1 of chapter 14, he says, "Let not your heart be troubled."
他安慰我们。
He comforted us.
他说：“我是去是为你们预备地方去的。”
He says, "I'm going to prepare a place for you."
而且我去了以后要回来接你们到我那里去。
After I go, I will come back again to receive you.
所以底下就开始一连串耶稣的讲论。
And then Jesus started.On his lecture, his talking,
最后的劝勉，最后的安慰。
His last words of encouragement and comfort.
弟兄姊妹，你如果把这几章耶稣最后的这个劝慰，把它稍微整理一下的话。
Brothers and sisters, if you organize and analyze Jesus' comforts and encouragements.
那我至少在这里列了三件重要的事哈。
And then you will see the three points that I listed here.
第一件事情在这里，他强调他和我们之间的关系。
First point is that he emphasized his relationship with us.
第二个，他坚定他所赐给我们的福分和应许。
And then he affirmed his blessings and promises for us.
第三。他留下了他所交付我们的使命。
And then he left us with us the commissions.
其实我不应该先讲的哈，我应该问大家说，就你读经的印象中，耶稣最后的劝勉里面，主要的重点在讲什么？
I shouldn't have told you first. I should have asked you, what's your impression from this discourse?
好，弟兄姊妹，那我这里列的三个点是帮助大家记、帮助大家掌握的哈。
My three points are here to help you to grasp.
那第一件事情强调他和我们的关系。
First, he emphasizes his relationship with us.
就在这短短的三四章圣经里面，至少耶稣提了十个跟我们之间的关系。
In these short three chapters, Jesus at least mentioned ten different types of relationship that he had with us.
提到他是主，他是夫子，他是真葡萄树，他是我们的朋友，他是道路，他是真理，他是生命，他是神的儿子，他是基督。他是保惠师。
He mentioned that he's the Lord, the teacher, the true vine, the friend, the way, the truth, the life. He's the Son of God, Christ, and the helper or the comforter.
刚才我们在唱这首保惠师已经来，我们知道圣灵是保惠师，对不对？
The song we just sang, the comforter has come. We all know that Holy Spirit is the comforter.
那主耶稣是不是保惠师？
Then is Jesus the comforter?
是不是？是，为什么？
Yes,
凭哪一节？
Why?
他说他就差另外一位保惠师，这句话已经 imply 他就是保惠师嘛。
Well, because he says he will pray the Father to send another comforter. In other words, he himself is also a comforter.
弟兄姊妹，你如果就这样读过去十个的话，我想有些人已经马上就背起来了。
As we read through them quickly, some probably already remembered.
So what?
So what?
Or then what? 我们背完了，我知道了又怎样？
Okay, now we know about all these relationships. Then what?
我如果问弟兄姊妹，在这十个关系里面
，If I ask brothers and sisters among all these ten different types of relationships,
哪一种关系，或是耶稣哪一个角色，对你个人来说，你经历最深刻
？Which role or which relationship that you have experienced personally the most?
你会讲哪一个？
Which one would you say?
弟兄姊妹，你要知道角色。
Let's understand the role.
就是我们所扮演的角色。
The role that we play.
它不光只是一个好像 title 或是一个称谓而已。
It's not just a title.
它背后是责任，是使命，是关系。
It implies responsibility, commission, and relationship.
好像我们打一个很简单的比喻，我们弄能存弟兄来讲好了。
For example, let's pick Brother Nen.
他是爸爸。
He's a father.
他又是做丈夫的。
He's also a husband.
他又是一个医生。
And he's also a doctor.
他又是教会关怀部的执事。
And he's also a deacon of caring ministry in our church.
他又是 newcomer group 的副组长。
He is also a co-lead for newcomers group.
他又是整洁队的队长。
He also the lead for the cleaning team.
你觉得他只是有这些 title 而已吗？
Do you think he merely has all these titles?
其实每一个的背后，就是讲到他的责任、他的使命、他的关系。
Actually, there's a responsibility, commission, and relationship behind all these titles.
所以有一本书叫做《The First Thing First》哈，这个Stephen Covey 写的，他里面做这个 weekly planner 那个做计划的时候。
There's a book called First Thing First, and in the book it says the author says whenever he makes weekly planning.
啊，我们平常做计划都是根据 event。根据事情。
Most of us make plans according to events.
下个礼拜三四点钟要开什么会，七点钟要看医生，晚上八点钟有人要来看，然后几点钟要干嘛？我们是根据事情。
We schedule our daily according to the events and appointments. Like 3 o'clock, we have to see someone, and 8 o'clock, there's an appointment.
你如果去买他出的这个 calendar book 哈，他的这个那个现在叫什么了？我中文都讲不出来。反正 calendar 它是根据角色来做这个 planning 的，做 scheduling。
But if you buy his calendar or the planner, then you will see that he will ask you to schedule your days according to your roles.
他要你写出你最主要的几个角色。
And he will ask you to list the most important roles of your life.
例如说，你是医生。
For example, you're a doctor.
那我这个礼拜有哪些的时间是必须在我医生的角色上？
Then, how much time I have to spend this week to play the role of a doctor?
我是爸爸。
And I'm a father.
我这个礼拜就着我爸爸的这个角色，我需要做哪些事？我要把它排出来。
Then this week, what are the things that I have to do in order to fulfill the role of being a father?
我是丈夫。
And I'm a husband.
我这个礼拜有哪些事情我要做的？
And what are the things I have to do this week as a husband?
我是神的儿女。
And I'm a child of God.
我在神的面前有哪些事情是我这个礼拜应该要做的？
So what are the things that I have to do in before God?
我是教会关怀部的执事。
And I'm a deacon of caring ministry at church.
那我就着我这个执事，哪些事情是我这个礼拜我该做的？
So as a deacon, what are the things I have to do this week?
所以弟兄姊妹，每一个角色其实都说出了它背后其实是有很重要的东西 behind.
So in other words, there are many things.Important things behind each role.
所以当我们在这里看见耶稣这么多的角色的时候，
As we see all these roles of Jesus,
你说这个不是只是随便写的。
So these are not just put there casually.
每一个都有特殊的意义。
Everyone has its significant.
每一个都说出他和我们之间特殊一面的关系。
And it describes a special, unique relationship between him and us.
每一个点都说出他在我们身上特别要做的、特别要给的祝福。
And every single title is also a blessing that he wants to give to us.
所以我建议弟兄姊妹哈。
So let me advise you.
我这里只列了十个，因为这一段圣经只讲十个。
I only listed 10 here because this passage only mentioned.
如果可能的话，你在未来的十天，一天用一个做你晨更的祷告。
If possible, in the coming 10 days, each morning use one relationship, pray about it.
或是你觉得一天不够，你成为你每一个礼拜，这个礼拜就有一个耶稣的角色，你好好为这件事情祷告。
Or maybe you spend the entire week pray about this particular role of Jesus in your life.
真正去明白它。
Try to understand it.
去深入的默想它。
And then meditate on it.
而让它这个角色在你的生活中真实的来影响、来支配我们。
So that it will be this particular role will become reality and even master our life.
例如讲到他是主。
For example, he's the Lord.
我们就为了这件事情祷告。
And pray about this.
难道耶稣真的是我的主吗？
Is the Lord Jesus really my Lord?
我真的有学习在凡事上让他居首位吗？
Am I learning to have him give him the first place in my life?
我的时间，我的金钱的使用，我在做决定的时候，有尊他为主吗？
How do I spend my money and my time? And whenever I make a decision, do I honor him as my Lord?
当我们讲到他是葡萄树
，As we say, he is a true vine.
他，我们跟他之间真是这样子的连结吗
？Are we really so connected to him?
哦，他是葡萄树，说到我们一切生命的供应、一切的养分、一切的需要都在他里面。
And he's a true vine. In other words, all of the source of our nutrient, our life, and everything comes from him.
我们跟他根本就是一个。
So we are actually one with him.
好，弟兄姊妹，当我们讲到他是夫子，他真的是我们的老师吗
？When we say he's a teacher, is he really our teacher?
当我问弟兄姊妹，在你这一生里面，你最感激、最欣赏的老师是谁？你会想到耶稣吗
？When I ask you which teacher do you appreciate the most in your life, would you say Jesus?
哦、所以在这里讲到这么多的关系，它是道路，它是真理，它是生命、哦、弟兄姊妹，一个的关系我们可以化为我们的祷告。
And then he's the way, the truth and life. All these relationships can become our prayers.
你如果要当作一个礼拜有一个的话，那你就多加两个，这样凑成一个 quarter、哦啊、例如说他是好牧人。
And then if you want to spend a week on each point, then you can add two and make it a quarter's practice.
他是我们的大祭司，慈悲忠心的大祭司。
And then he's our good shepherd, you can add that one, or he's the faithful and truthful high priest.
你看这样就十二个了。
And then that makes the list of
所以圣经上有很多，我们希望我们对耶稣的每一个角色，我们都有第一手真实的认识。
I hope that we have the first-hand experience of all the roles that Jesus has in our life.
好，第二个，在耶稣最后的这一段的劝慰里面。
Secondly,In his words of encouragement,
他坚定了他所赐给我们的福分和应许。
He reaffirmed his blessings and promises for us.
啊，我在这里，我本来是想把所有的经文列出来的，后来我把它delete掉了。
Originally, I wanted to list all the verses, then I deleted them.
啊，因为我让弟兄姊妹自己回家当做自己的 homework。你真的渴慕，真的去读的话，你一定从中间得祝福的。
But then, I would like to leave it to you as a homework. If you truly study you will be blessed very well.
好像在这里主耶稣讲到平安，他说他要留下他的平安给我们。
For example, he promised that he will leave us his peace.
他说你们虽然在世上有苦难，但是在我里面却有平安。
He says that there are troubles and, in the world, but yet in me you will have peace.
讲到喜乐。
And then joy.
这里面圣经常常喜乐充满在里面。
And then you will see joy, filled in this passage.
你很难会想到这个临别的话里面居然充满了这么多喜乐的应许。
It is hard to imagine in his last words of encouragement, he has mentioned joy so many times.
例如说十五章十一节，他说我已经这些事我已经对你们说的，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，而且叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
Like the beginning of chapter 15 says, I have said these things to you so that youMy joy will be in you, and then your joy will be filled.
十六章二十二节讲到这个喜乐是没有人可以夺去的。
And then chapter 16, verse 22 says, no one can take away this joy.
所以这个喜乐不仅仅是满足的，而且是没有人可以夺去的。
Not only that, this joy is full, and it can never be taken away.
十六章二十四节，他说：“向来你们没有奉我的名求什么，如今你们求，就必得着，叫你们的喜乐可以满足。”
And verse 24 says, you have never asked me for anything, but now.If you ask me, you will receive it so that your joy will be full.
同样的能力得胜这些交给大家去做。
And then you can also look for strength and victory in this passage.
而在这一段的里面有一件也很重要的事情。
There's another important thing in this passage.
就是耶稣为我们设立的饼杯的聚会。
That he established the Holy Communion.
叫我们可以来纪念他。
That we can remember him.
其实就像我们刚才祷告的，其实不是我们在纪念他，实在是他纪念我们。
As we were praying, it's not that we can remember him, but he remembers us.
他实在是每一个礼拜七日的第一日，在每一个礼拜我们开始所有其他的生活之前，我们能够在他的桌子面前来开始这一周。
That how blessed that we can start the each week, the first day of each week, before his table.
我们可以吃主，我们可以喝主，我们可以跟主联合，我们可以浸透在他的爱里面。
That we can eat and drink of the Lord and be united with him and emerged, in his love.
好，弟兄姊妹，这实在是一个太大的福分，这都不是我今天能够讲的哈。
What a blessing that is, and that we can, I cannot express it all today.
这是生命的宴席。
This is a feast of life.
这是爱的宴席。
It's a banquet of love.
这是在仇敌面前夸胜的庆功宴啊。
And this is a victorious table before the enemies.
他在仇敌面前为我们摆设宴席。
Because he has set a table for us before the enemies.
啊，第三件事情。
The third thing.
是整个耶稣最后的劝慰里面。
And among the encouragements,
如果我们什么都忘记的话
if we forget everything,
两件事情不能忘记
two things that we should never
forget. 一个就是他为我们设立的饼杯的聚会，让我们纪念他。
First, that he established the Holy Communion so that we can remember him.
一个就是他把圣灵应许的圣灵赐给我们。
And also he gave us the promise of the coming of the Holy Spirit.
现在灵恩派非常的混乱，有很多灵恩的现象，灵恩的追求。
Nowadays, there's a lot of chaotic teachings and pursuit of the Holy Spirit among the charismatic.
那弄了很多的教会现在都很怕讲圣灵。
So that many churches are afraid to talk about the Holy Spirit.
但是弟兄姊妹，圣灵实在是太重要了。
But Holy Spirit is so important.
我们今天没有空去唱一首诗歌，你们大家如果有兴趣回家唱哈，234首。
Today we don't have time to sing the song. You can go home and sing it in our hymn book 234.
弟兄姊妹，那你讲到这个圣灵和主耶稣之间的关系，其实根本就是一位。
The song tells us that actually the Holy Spirit and the Lord Jesus.Are just one.
既然你们很多人都翻了，我们就翻，我们看看几节就好了哈。234首。
234。
像例如说，我们看第四节。
Let's look at stanza four.
他说他来就是你又来地。
It says his coming means that thou has come.
他的内住是你充盈，他代表你，他又是你。
And his indwelling is thine own, for thou and he are truly one.
第一节告诉我们说，主啊，你所有的一切工作，并非到了十架为止。你今人乃是人旧生活，从你另一形态表示，就是借着圣灵。
Stanza one, it says, in all thy work, O Lord, thou didst at Calvary cross once come to.
What have you learned after listening to the programs? Do you believe in Jesus? If you haven't believed yet, please click on Eternal Life on the homepage of Living in Jesus and believe in God and begin to enjoy the peace and the joy of the eternal life.